many physical therapists believe that chronic spinal cord patients, there may not be a lot that can be done with them. But our next guest up on PT Talker believes differently and has the research to prove it. Major, major changes, major improvements can be done. Stay tuned for the next episode of PT Talker.
This is PT Talker, presented by Advantage Medical. The aim of this podcast is to expose physical therapists to unique and innovative ideas to help grow their business. Each broadcast will introduce you to new concepts that will save you time, provide a better patient outcome, or lower your cost. And now, the host of PT Talker, Jeff Worrell.
Joining us on the line today is Dr. John W. McDonald. He is MD, PhD. He is the director of the Institute, or the International Center for Spinal Cord Injury at the Kennedy Krieger Institute, John Hopkins Hospital. Welcome, Dr. McDonald, to PT Talker.
Oh, my pleasure to be a part of this.
Wow. Okay, now you've got excellent credentials here. Just give our listeners a little bit of idea of what you're doing on a day-to-day basis. You're an associate professor of neurology. You are running this, the International Center for Spinal Cord Injury. Just give us a quick taste of what that's all about.
Yeah, I direct the International Center for Spinal Cord Injury here at Kennedy Krieger Institute, and I'm a professor at Johns Hopkins. We run a center that's geared towards pediatric and adult patients who have chronic spinal cord injury, so a very different center. And our center is geared towards optimizing the health of that individual while simultaneously taking advantage of the science that we now understand that we can actually rebuild the nervous system and we can get real functional improvements as a result of that. So our program is geared to provide a lifelong home-based program. So largely our program is designed around a whole set of physical therapists and occupational therapists who are really our pills in terms of treating patients, and we believe that we can really afford substantial improvement. So I basically run a basic science laboratory as well to understand mechanisms of regeneration and repair that are based on activity. And then, two, we run multiple clinical trials such as this, and then we treat individuals with spinal cord injury. So my day is broken up into those factors.
Okay. All right. So very exciting stuff. And you are have just recently published a new study that involves functional electrical stimulation and come up with some amazing results. Can you, first of all, what's the title of the study and where would someone go to find it? Where was it published?
Yeah, sure. The title of the study is that lower extremity functional electrical stimulation cycling promotes physical and functional recovery in chronic spinal cord injury. And it was just recently published a month ago in the Journal of Spinal Cord Medicine.
Okay. So we're talking in April, so they would look, the March edition?
Yeah.
Okay, March edition.
So you can just find on their website.
Okay, perfect. And in there now, you have come up with some things that would be very interesting to our listeners who are primarily rehabilitation specialists. So what can you tell us about the functional improvements that are now you're now finding with chronic spinal cord injury patients?
Well, yeah, let me tell you a little bit about the basics of the study. We had 25 people that were admitted with chronic spinal cord injury. We basically, they had to be at least 15 months out from their injury. They all underwent 3 hours of lower extremity cycling compared to a group that got conventional treatment. And what we saw in general were what we see in the clinic almost every day here now that we've expanded the program, that we can get physical benefits, and that's pretty predictable based on what we understand about exercise physiology. But it's very doable to basically increase muscle mass, almost double it in the lower extremities. And that's key because that muscle mass is indicative of reduced complications, such as cardiovascular complications, as well as diabetes, the two biggest things that impair individuals and cause death and spinal cord injury. Simultaneously, we were able to reduce the fat in those legs, which is also very critical. But one of the surprising things that we found was that spasticity or stiffness in the lower extremities could actually be reduced with functional electrical stimulation. So the old adage that we shouldn't strengthen a spastic muscle, is not necessarily true, that we, under certain conditions, can actually reduce it. Now, simultaneously with that finding, we also demonstrated they were able to reduce the dosage and oftentimes eliminate medications that are used to control spasticity, such as baclofen. Now, this is important because in other research in the laboratory, we've shown that baclofen can actually impair regeneration and recovery in animal models of spinal cord injury. We saw also improvements in multiple domains of activities of daily living that are specific to spinal cord injury. We also saw neurologic improvements. So this is indicative of actual, you know, plasticity and repair. We saw improvements in motor function and sensory function. So really, you know, pretty dramatic results that can translate into improvements in the everyday life of these individuals.
Right. Now, did you find anything that maybe wasn't as obvious or wasn't as expected? Were there any disappointments to the study or some things you thought might happen that actually didn't?
Actually, you know, the study really turned out quite well. You know, the design was that all these effects were very specific. They were specific either to, you know, the muscles that were being stimulated in terms of the strength, the spasticity changes, as well as the muscle strength. It did not occur in other groups that weren't expected to achieve that. Probably the biggest, you know, surprise was actually, you know, the spasticity and reduction in complications, in use of baclofen. And then, you know, I think at the time when this was done, which was a long time ago, the degree and the extent of neurologic improvement was also surprising.
Yeah. Okay, so now try and just tell us a little bit, if you can describe what, when you say functional electrical stim, what did that actually look like? And then we'll see if we can ask you to give us some tips on how someone listening to this might apply some of the things you learned in everyday practice. So, but what did this look like as far as the study goes?
Yeah, so I think many physical therapists and occupational therapists are familiar with electrical stimulation, so that's surface stimulation, much like TENS, in order to produce movements. And in this case, we apply electrodes to the quadriceps, the hamstrings, and the glutes on both legs. And it's combined with an ergometer that basically cycles the legs. But it's driven not by the power in the brain, but basically by the power of the electrical bike. Now, people that can afford and provide some input to their legs, this is used to assist them. So largely, you know, this can be used in people with complete spinal cord injuries or incomplete. In fact, the biggest finding that we found in our study is that there's benefits in both the ASIA A or complete patients, that is people that have no function below the level of lesion. And typically, I think in many centers, those individuals don't get this type of treatment. But also, you know, the people that have incomplete injuries, that have partial function, this type of electrical stimulation can be very, very useful.
Okay, so they're on a passive bike of some type. And
it's not really a passive bike.
Okay, it is.
It's a motorized bike, and it's done under a situation where it basically supports the legs so that the electrical activity can drive it. And it, on top of that, those individuals that can provide some input, it just facilitates it enough to keep the bike up to 50 RPM.
Okay. And is this something generally available in the marketplace that someone might be able to utilize in their practice?
Yeah, there's multiple companies that make this type of bike. Restorative Therapies Incorporated is one of them. These are out there. They can find them on the websites. I think many most therapists are familiar with these.
Okay. And just as a category, how do you refer to this bike? So if it's not passive, what's the right way to what is it called?
I would call it a functional electrical stimulation bicycle.
Bicycle.
So it's an active intervention.
Okay.
You know, we actually are, you know, asking the individual to try to cycle.
Yeah.
And
so
this will just facilitate it enough.
Yep.
Like for example, if you were to climb on and you were to get weak such that, you know, you weren't able to keep up with the 50 RPM, this would provide stimulation to keep you up there.
Gotcha. Okay. And so then the current, the electrical stim is applied, and then how long does this go on? Is it every day? And
so typically the way this is used is for an hour three times a week. It can be used more, but what we found in other studies is that there's a threshold effect at 3 hours a week. That's also what most people can do at home. This equipment and these types of programs are designed to transition into the home. Typically, we combine this type of electrical stimulation with other forms of electrical stimulation, such as surface stimulation for the abdominals, the upper extremities, other muscle groups, depending on what types of improvements we're trying to achieve. And, of course, we combine these with a series of typical physical therapy and occupational therapy type treatments.
Right. Or other things they would get. So very exciting. Do you plan a follow-up? Is there another question that now you must answer that this study raised?
Yeah, you know, I think the major thing is now that we're in a setting where we can do the gold standard prospective randomized clinical trial, really now incorporating the additional types of treatments that we found to be effective or in the clinic. But the major questions really reside at the balance between the laboratory and the clinic. We need to understand what aspects of increasing activity, because this whole concept is based on the idea that below the level of the injury, we need to increase electrical activity in the electrical circuits, and that can actually lead to repair and recovery of function. So everything we do is geared towards that concept.
Yeah.
In today's world, repair and recovery is possible. And we need to think in those terms.
Primary. It's an encouraging message that I'm sure lots of people out there are happy to hear.
Yeah, times have totally changed. You know,
yeah.
When I went to school, we were taught that the nervous system is a static structure. We slowly lose those cells. We now know that not only are connections changing all the time, but new neurons and new glial cells are being replaced all the time. And we can harness that potential. That's what we're learning. Even in severe injuries like Christopher Reeve, who I took care of, it is possible to recover major neurologic function even long after the injury. We have to give them that opportunity. In order to give them that opportunity, they have to be able to do this in the home because they can't always come down to a center forever.
Great takeaway. Great. Congratulations, doctor. Wonderful work you're doing. Keep it up.
Oh, thank you so much. And, you know, if anyone needs any further information, they can look at our website if they want to ask questions. www.spinalcordrecovery.org.
Perfect, and we'll put that in the blog as well. And I want to thank you again, doctor, for joining us. You've been listening to Dr. John W. McDonald, MD, PhD. He is the director of the International Center for Spinal Cord Injury at the Kennedy Krieger Institute at Johns Hopkins Hospital. So again, thank you, doctor, for taking your time out. We hope you'll keep us up to date on your next research study when that is completed.
Absolutely. My pleasure.
All right. We want to remind everyone it is always free to subscribe to PT Talker, where we hope you'll learn something from the expert that we bring to you each and every week, and certainly previous episodes are always available on iTunes. This is Jeff Worrell saying thanks for now.
PT Talker is a presentation of Advantage Medical, bringing you business news and ideas for therapists. Join us each week for new concepts to help you grow your rehabilitation business. To listen to previous episodes, visit us on the web at pttalker.com or on iTunes.